Some familiar faces have been gracing a lot of TVs and social media feeds lately.
Hello, this is Bishop Thomas John Petrocchi of the Catholic Diocese of Springfield in Illinois.
I'm Dick Durbin at home in Springfield.
Hi, I'm Sheriff Jack Campbell. I want to talk to you today about the crisis that we're all going through.
Their messages are part of a PR campaign recently launched by Sangamon County to remind residents about social distancing rules, which are aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19.
Just to reinforce to people that this is not over and really isn't going to be over for a while.
Brian McFadden is the Sangamon County Administrator. With a stay-at-home order in its fourth week, the concern is that people will start hearing Illinois is hitting its peak of new cases and then think it's safe to bend the rules.
Our physicians felt very strongly that Sangamon County does not have the same peak date as the state of Illinois or Cook County. They felt pretty confident it would follow any date that the state was using as an average.
The county is recruiting elected officials, pastors, and other well-known people to record a short message. To reach younger audiences, McFadden says the county is also reaching out to high school coaches, athletes, and others.
Younger members of our community were not heeding the advice of stay at home and 6 feet is 6 feet, and who would they listen to? And a lot of the advice they got was coaches. They would listen to coaches.
Meanwhile, some Springfield City Council members have taken to their own social media pages to spread the word.
Sometimes the smallest things are the hardest to understand. Staying at home sounds so small, how can it possibly be important? But it is important.
Alderwoman Doris Turner says she's frustrated by what she sees as a lack of messaging from local officials. And 2 weeks ago, she made her own video that's gotten nearly 4,000 views.
You know, it's just simple things like that, you know, that we should be doing and encouraging other people to do as well.
The video features many of her family members, and she says what's unique about it is the diversity.
It had different age groups. It had people that are in different social settings. You know, it was able to hit a lot of different constituencies.
Her son, Blake Turner, the Lanphier men's basketball coach, makes an appearance, as does her granddaughter, making the appeal to her classmates at Ball Charter Elementary School. Turner's fellow city council members, Kristen DeCenso and Aaron Conley, joined in too, posting their own videos with a more lighthearted touch.
Good morning, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue.
Did you help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi? You're my only hope.
DeCenso in leopard print headband and scarf does an impression from the documentary series Tiger King, while Conley, with her hair tucked in two buns, impersonates Princess Leia from the Star Wars movies. DeCenso says a little humor helps get the message across.
It gets people's attention more than just, you know, me saying straight to a camera, hey, everyone, you need to stay home. This is a serious thing. And I think in these moments that people need something to laugh about and something to kind of poke fun at.
She and other city council members say they've heard complaints throughout the city of people violating social distancing rules, whether it's house parties, outdoor barbecues, pickup basketball games, or crowding in parks. Mayor Jim Langfelder issued an executive order recently allowing police to issue $500 fines to those who don't follow the rules. No matter how it's delivered, the messaging remains the same.
Stay home, Springfield. Stay safe. Practice your social distancing. Let's flatten this curve.
I'm Sheriff Jack Campbell, asking you to stay home, save lives.
Be safe, be strong, stay at home.
At home in Springfield, I'm Mary Hansen.